I didn't know there was an instrumental version. Were you aware of the instrumental version, Dan?
I had heard they had released that.
Huh. Jesse requested some Outkast. That's Rosa Parks, but the instrumental version. Remember when you couldn't walk down the street without hearing a "Hey Ya" everywhere and didn't mind it? Did you ever get sick of that song, Dan?
You know, no. I mean, it always kind of like just stayed far enough away when it would hit that point of being like, all right, I'm kind of done with it. And then just it would disappear for a day or two. And then all of a sudden it'd be back and be like, man, this is a damn good song.
You know, that's a topic right there, man. Songs that were overplayed that we never got sick of.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you get sick of songs, clearly, right. if they're overplayed. But I never once got sick of Hey Ya. I loved that song. I still love that song. It was 2003 was when that thing was, like, through the roof.
Right.
And I never got sick of it. I never did. That's it. We should do that topic sometime, Dan.
I like it.
The
songs you're never sick of?
Songs that were overplayed but you never got sick of.
It'll be an excuse to play My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, boy.
Did you ever get sick of Hey Ya?
No, I still like it. It's on my, you know, my Spotify.
Yeah.
I like to shake it. Like
but
a
even
Polaroid
like a Polaroid picture. Remember Polaroid actually sent out a press release saying you don't have to shake?
Yeah. Well, he's like, they said don't do it. It's not good for the picture.
Right, it's not good, yeah. Shake it.
Okay.
I love that song. That whole that album rules, by the way. Both of them. Both of the albums rule.
Right.
It's a great record.
Why does your breath smell like birdseed? I recently saw that skit.
Had you never seen it before?
No, I had, but I just like I watched it again.
Why does your breath smell like birdseed?
Oh, yeah, what happened to him?
Who? Professor 5000 or whatever. What was his name? Andre 3000.
Andre 3000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not 2999.
Well, what happened to him?
I don't know.
His Jimi Hendrix movie that they couldn't get Jimi Hendrix music for is currently on, like, Showtime.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh.
They made a Jimi Hendrix movie, could not get the rights to Jimi Hendrix music.
Wait, like in 30 Rock?
Yes.
What was the name?
I can't remember, but it's real.
Janis Joplin?
Yes, the Janis Joplin, because Jane Krakowski was going to play Janis Joplin. And they changed the name of the they changed the names of the songs and stuff.
Oh,
hilarious. But they seriously did not get the rights. This is real. It's not a sitcom.
See, that's where I'd be like, you know what? Maybe we should not do this.
Exactly.
We should just, or maybe let's do one that's similar to Jimi Hendrix, but let's not say it's Jimi Hendrix.
All right. And his breath smells like birdseed. That, by the way, is a reference to a Key and Peele sketch.
Yeah, Big Boy's still around.
Which is
he just put out an album.
All right, I'm ready to get aggravated. I'm an SNL expert, and nobody will play any of the SNL trivia games that I have at home. So I will read the questions to
so
Esmeralda.
Sad.
And my whole life is sad, Esmeralda.
She sounds really depressed. Like, no one will play with me.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, but I do have this.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
That's how I live every day. I have to listen to that every time I wake up in the morning. I wake up.
It's your alarm.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
It's awkward, Esmeralda, when somebody calls him when I'm driving him home, and that is his ringtone. I'm like, is Carrie Russell on my back?
But the sad part is nobody ever calls me, Dan. All right, so do we want to hear a little SNL theme? This is from a season in the 90s. We have not narrowed it down. So, it was probably from a season that Norm MacDonald was on, and I love Norm MacDonald, and maybe he's listening. So, all right, here's the deal. I have questions in front of me that are separated by decades. From the 70s to the 2000s. There are no 2010s because this game that I had was released in like 2009 or 2008 or something. So, all right, so we're going to go decade by decade. I asked Dan and Esmeralda a question each, and then we find out whether they can answer the questions or not. So let's start out with Dan. Dan, are you ready?
Yes.
SNL 1970s. This is your question. What was Chevy Chase? This is not multiple choice. What was Chevy Chase's Chevy Chasen? He was a new cast member that they brought in.
It's like the Belushis. Right. His brother.
Right. What was Chevy Chase's Weekend Update sign off? And I'll give you a little hint. Mm-hmm. They brought it back in the early 2000s. What was Chevy Chase's Weekend Update sign off?
And that's the way it was?
No. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Hmm.
There was the Chevy Chase, and then Tina Fey brought it back. Tina Fey and Jimmy Fallon brought it back in the early 2000s. So there you go. Isn't really having a problem with your phone? What's
my phone died?
Your phone died.
Uh oh.
You gonna have to go in there to do the traffic report?
Yeah, I'll need to.
You gonna need to.
Yeah, I think my phone just completely
like your phone just
the bucket.
Really?
Just out of nowhere, it's not turning on at all.
That's not good.
And it was at 60% earlier.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But, you know.
Wow. All right.
I can replay your 430. Would that help?
Just the same traffic. All right. I'm sorry to hear that, Esmeralda.
Well, let's hope it isn't.
Okay. Dan missed his first question.
Good.
Did you know that one?
Sort
Maybe
of.
I won't replay your traffic.
Slightly.
Okay.
Slightly.
All right. Let's see. Here is your. You have to pick the correct slogan for this SNL product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The product. Try hard 111. Try hard 111. A. The only drink that's pure caffeine. B. Picks up where your heart left off. C. When all else fails, it's time to call Bruce Willis.
The caffeine one.
The only drink that's pure caffeine.
Yes.
No.
Ugh.
It's picks up where your heart left off.
Whatever.
Here's the problem with the who was responsible for the multiple choice on this card? Because this is from the decade of the 70s. Why would you put a Bruce Willis reference as your answer in the 70s? Bruce Willis, nobody knew who Bruce Willis was in the 70s, except Bruce Willis's parents. You all right, Esmeralda?
Hang on.
Hold on. What happened? Wait a minute.
Well, I'm going to get my traffic.
Okay. You're getting your traffic ready?
Doing my job.
Okay. Can you get it from there?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
It's all on the internet. Keep talking.
Yeah, it's going to take a half hour for that thing to boot up.
Oh, are you kidding? All these computers. Yeah, I don't know what happened to my phone.
Your phone is dead, everybody.
Let's hope not. That was weird, because, yeah, I walked in. I had it charging, and then I walked in, and it just went blank. Or not blank, it just went dark.
You got it plugged in now.
Right, and I thought, oh, maybe it'll...
But there's no light or anything on the phone, because normally when you plug it in, there's an indicator that your phone is being charged.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good then.
Okay. Are you getting in? Does the abacus work on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Michael Landon fan Mary Vandeveld is able to do the traffic for us if we'd
Would you rather have Mary do it?
Oh, wait, I think I...
What happened?
Are you good?
I got it.
You sure?
Just talk slowly.
Because it's starting to sound like Matthew Broderick and War Games in here. What?
Esmeralda, no changes if that's what you need.
Okay, that works too.
It's an interesting insight into the traffic department today.
Okay, but I'm going to do the weather. Can I do the weather, or should I talk about shoes or something? What?
Somebody texted in and said JoJo's wearing a lab coat because he's also part of the pharmacy. So you think that's the case?
Wait, what?
JoJo!
Oh!
JoJo from...
No, he's in the bakery.
Mary, have you seen JoJo?
JoJo
is the new Cyclops mask, a mascot for Jewel Osco.
Oh, what does he look like?
He looks like a red-furred Cyclops with Converse All-Stars on.
Why?
Because he rules. They
kinda,
just
kind of like the Target.
They just
eye?
No. He's a Cyclops.
Okay, but I don't get it. What
he represents fun.
He's supposed to get the kids to eat fruit.
That's the whole idea.
With one eye?
Yes. Yes. We have it. By the way, if you, Mary, if you want to see what JoJo looks like.
What is he, JoJo the Cyclops?
He's just JoJo. He's your friendly neighborhood JoJo.
So if I JoJo Jewel, I'll find
him. Yeah, JoJo's Club. If you go to Jewel Osco, JoJo's Club,
meet
you can
JoJo,
see him.
JoJo, Jewel's new Osco.
You see him?
I'm getting there. I'm okay. Having computer things.
No.
Oh, my. He's not attractive.
Not ready, you know.
You don't find JoJo attractive?
He's like a furry friend with legs.
Yeah, he's got weird little legs,
yeah?
And he's
going
to have kids eat fruit.
I don't know if I'd eat
and
fruit
sometimes
from JoJo.
A cookie.
And sometimes a cookie. I love JoJo. We're going to get
you
JoJo on the show.
He looks like the Cookie Monster.
With one eye.
Yeah, he kind
of
does.
He's got that
he?
Weird tuft of hair on top of his head, too.
Boy.
Have we talked enough, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice
though.
You could go.
All right. Enjoy JoJo, Mary.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
The red furry friend.
JoJo's our new furry friend from Jewel Osco. Here's your weather today. Sunny and a high of 70. You know, do you know I have a plaque downstairs? Are you aware of that? Do you know that?
You're a Hall of Famer.
It's amazing, isn't it?
You're
amazing?
Having to go downstairs and walk on it.
If you listen to this show on a regular basis, I just need to remind everyone that I have there's an actual plaque downstairs with my name on it. I don't know how that happened.
Norm MacDonald's a huge fan.
It's mornings like this when I've earned that plaque. Don't you think, Dan?
Now I'm imagining JoJo and Norm MacDonald listening to your show together.
All right. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yeah,
come on.
What did I say? Oh, my gosh.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Two for Tuesday is concluding. Yeah. Jesse Outcast enjoys the instrumental versions of songs, Jesse. This one is called Why Does Your Breath Smell Like Birdseed? So we are in the middle of the aggravating SNL quiz that I like to give Dan and Esmeralda. And shockingly, score is 0-0.
Wow. Neck and neck.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready? We're going to move on to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Decade of the 80s, which was the decade in which both of you were born. So it might not be easy to get these. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dan. What Commodore song does Eddie Murphy sing as Buckwheat? What Commodore song does Eddie Murphy sing as Buckwheat?
Brick House.
No.
Three times a lady.
Exactly. Esmeralda got it.
Yeah.
You once, twice, three times a baby. Okay.
Pook and Punub.
That's the one I Pook and Punub, yeah. Okay, are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yes.
You can't steal, so okay. It's still 0-0.
But still, I know more than Dan, so.
Clearly.
It just makes me feel better about myself.
By the way, Esmeralda's phone is okay, everybody.
Yeah, it started working again.
For those of you who were worried.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready? What product modeled by Kevin Nealon and Victoria Jackson lets couples share the most intimate moment of them all? What product?
Oh, they don't.
Modeled, it's not multiple choice.
Oh, but do I need the brand or?
You have to name the product.
Just what it is?
Yeah.
But you
the name of the product, the brand.
Oh.
And what it is.
Oh, I don't know the brand, but it was a toilet.
Yeah.
It was a couple's toilet.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give it to you because it's called the Love Toilet.
Ah, okay.
But yeah, that's right. Dan, did you know that?
I didn't. Esmeralda knows so much more than
really?
I
Really? I remember that one. Cause
it's hilarious.
Yeah, they would fit their face.
They're facing each other and holding
they're
hands.
They're looking, yeah.
While they're sitting on the toilet.
On the toilet.
It's hilarious. All right. Hey, the opening bell is coming up next. Let's find out what's happening with Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about dangerous toys for the summer. We'll have the president of World Against Toys Causing Harm next. You'll guess maybe a couple of them when we were kids were the, remember the yard darts? That was in there in the slip and slide, but there's a whole new generation of dangerous toys, and we'll go over them next on the opening bell.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too. All right, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on to the 90s. The 90s. The 90s.
Which one?
The 90s.
Okay.
What is going on?
What year?
The 90s.
Okay.
Do you need more time, Esmeralda?
I'm just processing.
All right. Dan, what is Helen Madden's profession?
What?
It's a character.
Oh, man.
It's a character. I'll even tell you who plays the character, Molly Shannon, the finest female star ever on the show.
Designer of the love toy.
Wait a minute. It's multiple choice.
Oh, thank God.
It's multiple choice. What is Helen Madden's profession? Fashion designer, QVC host, licensed joyologist, or energy doctor?
I'll go licensed joyologist.
And you are absolutely right. Right. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Right.
God, I love Molly Shannon. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
What catchphrase does David Spade coin as a steward on Total Bastard Airlines?
Bye-bye.
Exactly right. Very good. Did you know that one, Dan?
No, I'm not on the spot. Like, when she said it, I knew it.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember specifically the one with Helen Hunt and him.
Yeah.
And they're doing the bye-byes.
And then Adam Sandler's like, you know what? I'm going to be waiting for you by the gate, and I'm going to kick your ass.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, here we go. Host, you have to connect the host to host. Yeah, I know this is your favorite, Dan.
Yep.
He's so thrilled. Which actor connects Colin Firth with Katie Holmes? Which actor connects Colin Firth with Katie Holmes? Your choices. Liam Neeson, Rob Lowe, John Goodman, Jamie Foxx. You are connecting Colin Firth with Katie Holmes.
Give them to me one more time.
Liam Neeson's, Rob Lowe, John Goodman, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, man.
Colin Firth to Katie Holmes. Liam Neeson, Rob Lowe, John Goodman, Jamie Foxx.
I will say Liam Neeson.
And that's correct.
All right.
Liam Neeson was in Love Actually with Colin Firth and Batman Begins with Katie Holmes.
Oh.
Okay, so we're tied at 2. Here's the deal. If you miss this, you end in a tie.
Okay.
Otherwise, you win. Okay. What animal, this is a multiple choice, what animal do the two a-holes think that other people look like? Is it cheetah, eagle, rabbit, or bear? What animal do the two a-holes think other people look like? Cheetah, eagle, rabbit, or bear?
Rabbit?
That's exactly right.
Yay!
You look like a rabbit.
I thought that was it was 90s, late 90s, huh?
No, it's 2000s.
Oh, that was 2000s already? Yeah. Oh, okay.
There you go. Esmeralda wins.
Yay!
3-2.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Bravo.
All right.
That was
slightly
more episodes than Dan.
It was kind of aggravating for me. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow. Wildcard Wednesday and more.
All right.
And we'll do a little celebrity name game tomorrow.
Very nice.
Okay. Take a break. News is next.